Becoming a good listener also includes mastering good eye contact. Not necessarily the greatest eye contact. You can't necessarily be an expert at eye contact, but mastering good eye contact is very important. In Psalm 34, verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are attentive to their cry. In other words, God is an active listener. His eyes look into our eyes. His ears listen to our cries. So as people who seek to please our Heavenly Father in ministry training, our eyes are on those who are in our church, in our life, in our family, and our ears are attentive to their cry as well. Daniel Windler has a website, and he's an Asperger syndrome person, and Asperger, as they call it, is something that occurs in people and makes them socially awkward. And it's something that Daniel did not just sit back and say, oh, well, too bad for me. So he studied most aspects of communication, and he put into simple terms how to overcome obstacles. I thought he wrote with passion and with excellence, and it reflected the very much life journey that I've experienced in various communication skills. So anyway, in eye contact, he talks this way. Don't give too much or too little. Avoid staring or avoid the distance, where you're basically looking at your iPhone or your smartphone and not really listening. When you're talking to someone, they're talking to you, put the smartphones down. Put technology down. Get your eyes out of the computer screen and maintain good eye contact, balanced eye contact. So what makes successful eye contact? Well, here's a simple rule or guidance that Daniel gives. Match your eye contact with those you're talking to. If they look at you, look at them. If they look away, look away. The idea here is you're sort of letting them set the stage for the eye contact and what's comfortable in that communication. If someone is having a hard time looking at you and hardly looks at you, you don't want to just stare at them. That will feel really strange to them. But you sort of want to mirror it, but you don't want to mirror it like if they look away, you immediately look away. You don't want to mirror your partner exactly, Daniel said, or they'll quickly realize you are copying them. It's okay to instantly match their eye contact on occasion, but in general, you should wait a few seconds before copying them. Wait 1 second before looking at them and about 2 or 3 seconds before looking away. These numbers are just rough guidelines, of course. Feel free to experiment to find out what feels natural to you. The important thing is that you will avoid moving like a mirror image of your partner. The exact timing of your pause is less important. So again, it's that natural flow. Also be aware, Daniel says, that eye contact rules change somewhat when you're having an emotional conversation. And I like this because I really reflect on ministry conversations. Sometimes they become very emotional. It's sometimes easier to discuss emotional issues when you're not looking at someone. So when people are sharing something very personal or emotional, they will sometimes look away from the person they are speaking to. But Daniel goes on to say, if that happens, you still need to look at them to show that you care. So let's say their eyes turn away and they're saying something really intense. In that case, don't just mirror and look away. In case, still sort of keep your gaze toward the person. Because if your gaze wanders, that communicates you don't really care about what they're saying, which is bad at any time, but especially hurtful when they're sharing something very emotional. In ministry, these simple encouragement, guidelines for eye contact are very, very important, and they're simple. But what happens is as God has eye contact with us and listens to what we say, it's very important that we give that gift, the gift of eye contact, because many times this is what I find as a pastor in ministry. The Holy Spirit, as we are giving that eye contact, there's like a window into someone's soul, and the Holy Spirit gives us insight as to how to give an encouraging question, to notice a discernment, to do things in ministry, because we have sort of kept our focus listening and giving that tender and natural eye contact to those in our life. And we can apply this and practice this with our spouse, with our children, and wherever we go, just sort of see how we can take these principles that Daniel has uncovered, and we can share them with our spouse, and we can share them in our life, and we can make a major impact in becoming ministry people smart.